And we're back. Not much time left to have fun here. We do have a couple calls lined up. But we were just talking, and I think it's time for me to start bribing people in the Capitol with, like, sandwiches and, hey, do you smoke weed? I got this. Yeah. Make it legal. That would help. Okay, Wisco Paul, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Michael, and also Matt. It's great what you do, Mike. It's just a tremendous
thing. It's fun what I do. It's fun.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad somebody's doing it because, you know, in this day, they'll say, hey, Paul, you're assemblyman. I said, well, it doesn't do any good other than you can vent to him, but he does whatever boss tells him to do. None of these Republicans that are in the assembly had any original thoughts. It's all what boss wants. Same in the Senate when Fitzgerald was running it. It's whatever Fitz wanted. So you have no democracy in the state until you get this fixed. You know what's spooky is Iowa has independent map drawing, for God's sake. Iowa. And here with Wisconsin, Forward's our name, you know, progressive state. We have none of that. These guys, you know, if you sit down and think about it, which I don't like to do very much because it pisses me off, but there's nothing this Republican Party has done for the poorer working class of the state. Zero. Nothing. They tried one thing, Foxconn, and all that does was get us deeper in debt, more tax money for just nonsense. So, you know, I asked my Republican friends I have left, what has your party done for the working class? And I can never answer that because it's zero. At any rate, Mike, you're just awesome, dude. So thanks for what you do. Thanks for 2011. I can't say enough good things about you. And also, Matt, hey, thanks for taking my call. And I'm happy that it's looking better to get rid of the rigged maps. Thank you.
Well, even if we don't do that, and thanks, Paul. I mean, by the way, I'm going to correct you. You don't have Republican friends. You have acquaintances that are Republicans, and it's okay. And the other thing is, you mentioned Fitzgerald, and the last time I saw him in standing on D.C., I don't think his Wisconsin suits fits him anymore. Fits more or fits Patrick, fits whatever, you know.
And you know what Paul was saying about, you know, these legislators, they don't have a mind of their own. They just do what Voss does. I mean, Paul's absolutely right about that.
Well, yeah.
And they do that for two reasons. Well, maybe three. Maybe they're cowards. But the other two reasons are their districts gerrymandered. Mm-hmm. And because of the changes in our campaign finance law back in 2015, Voss is a kingmaker because corporations can give money to his legislative campaign committee. Individuals can give unlimited amounts of money to his legislative campaign committee, which he runs. And so if they don't want to vote the way he says, he's going to say, well, you want to be your hero, fine, go vote against me, but you're going to be primaried, and I got all this money right here, piles of it on my desk, and I'm going to give that money to your opponent in the primary, a Republican guy who will do exactly what I want. So if you want to be a hero, fine, but you'll be out of a job. So that's why they toe the line.
Well, you forgot the number one reason why these guys run for office as Republicans.
And what's that?
They don't like to work. You can get that thing they call a job, and trust me, especially with Robin Voss, the work that's getting done, he's got 14 staffers, man. Three offices, you know, and I'm just going to rail on that till I don't, you know, there's still Democrats that have to share offices. And then when you catch these guys on a hot mic on Wisconsin Eye mocking Francesca Hong and her chief of staff, who I've met here, you know, they're not going to have a show long, but, you know, they're definitely going to be guests on some of my time on the radio. Okay, so beautiful women, fun to be around. I mean,
Rep Hong and Nada are terrific, really terrific people.
And so they're saying, well, you can't be called chief of staff because you only have a staff of one, because Robin Voss limited people to one their first term, but he's got 14. And I'm going to tell you, people, that's heavy tax dollars going. That's coming out of your pocket to pay 14 staffers, and I don't know how many of them are actually applying for wife number four, but I'm assuming there's a few in there. You know, I would. If I was looking for a free ride, I think I'd be targeting Robin Voss.
You know, so that's, you know, with benefits, that's probably $1 million right there.
Wait, he does the prenuptial thing where you don't get anything.
Yeah, but the staff, our tax dollars are paying $1 million for for his staff.
Yes.
I mean, that's just unbelievable.
And he only gets, what, $50,000 a year plus, you know, well, only he knows the benefits he gets.
And, of course, we're now paying $676,000 of our tax dollars to go to Michael Gableman and that fishing expedition. So this is how they spend our tax dollars.
Well, it actually might be more, remember, because Robin isn't keeping track. But he's got this, you know... And it was, all these state tax dollars we can throw in there if we need it.
It was supposed to end in October. Now he says it's going into next year. So, yeah, the meter's running on Gableman for sure. And it's our meter.
I wonder if Robin and his wife are going to be, you know, putting candy out on Halloween. Because I'll show up.
You going to his door?
Anyway, hey, we got callers lined up. So we'll go to Mark in the sack. How's it going? From the sack. I don't know. You're not in the sack anymore. You're up.
Yeah, I'm up. I'm that, but maybe it's Fitzfat, not.
Oh yeah, I didn't want to say it because you know I've got plenty of heavy friends. But hey, you're right. You know, Phat is how I spell fat when I apply it to these guys.
Yeah, and it's just pretty disgusting. I mean that Stephanie Miller demonstrated in her show there Saturday night. These guys are all auditioning to be you know, Donald Trump's flautist. That they're on their knees and worshiping the man, and I can't figure it out where they, you know, Trump has pulled the wool over so many people's eyes, and all these guys, you know, they want to get that demographic, and it's just pretty disgusting that they just can't seem to actually serve the people of this state, as if they ever did. I mean, Foxconn is a prime example of of idiocy, and they continue to support that idiocy. I mean,
hey, Robin Voss told me that it was great yesterday. But, and you know, and I could see through that greasy smile, because, yeah, hey, at least I'm not insulting smiles, a greasy smile.
And now the Senate's going to do their own investigation to ape what Gableman is doing? Where are they going to find somebody more incompetent than Gableman there to do that?
And, Mark, you know...
To their audit.
Mark, this is just a chew toy that the Republicans won't let their slobbering teeth let go of because, you know, you're right. They're just trying to worship Trump. They're trying to cater to Trump supporters. They're trying to feed that far-right authoritarian white nationalist base rancid red meat every day. That's what they're doing. And we saw how a fraction of that base reacts to that diet on January 6th. And I think, you know, the past is prelude. There's going to be another one.
Yes. We got a couple minutes. I'm going to go to before break, so we're going to. Dick's been waiting. Dick and Madison, how are you, man?
Good. I think Voss is probably giving out his popcorn.
Yeah, good one. Probably with stuff in it, you know, like horror films, you know, razor blades and things, huh?
Sure. But
race won't be considered.
No. The justice system in the state, too. You look at this Rittenhouse trial, and you got to throw out the actual words for these people. If they weren't victims, what the heck were they? And by the way, does this apply to Rittenhouse himself? I mean, is there any constraints on what we can call him? Maybe vigil, Annie, trigger-happy, underage kid who shouldn't even been there?
Young Nazi works for me. Young Nazi. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him with a Confederate flag behind him.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he has... Dick, thanks, man. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, and I want to talk more about that because there's things we have to do to try and change the, you know, this awful stuff going on in the state of Wisconsin, man. We'll talk about that when we get back.